Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Plans to raise the federal debt limit seem to be gaining traction ahead of the August 2nd deadline. A Senate plan is gaining support, with over three dozen Republicans and Democratic senators now signing on to it, and President Obama now says he's open to a short-term deal that would give time to finalize a larger package. But no final deal is in place yet. And as WBUR's Kimberly Adams reports, there could be consequences for people in Massachusetts if Washington lawmakers don't reach a deal in time.
At the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center, 9-month-old Genelise Chavez is too small to worry about the debt ceiling. But her dad, Jeffrey Chavez, has been following the debate in the news. He and Genelise's mother use the federally funded Women, Infants, and Children Program, or WIC, to help pay for baby food and formula. Chavez worries that negotiations over the federal debt and deficit could mean cuts to WIC assistance.
That affects a lot of families, a lot of low-income families, especially when the formula and the baby food, and because the formula now is a lot of money. It's like $17 a can. It's way too much.
Whether any federal programs are at risk is debatable. If negotiators can't reach a deal by the deadline, the White House says the government would default on its debt. If that happens, then supposedly the federal government would have to pick and choose what to pay for out of limited funds. President Obama told the CBS Evening News that if there's no deal, payments for Social Security beneficiaries, people on disability, and veterans could all be at risk.
I cannot guarantee that those checks go out on August 3rd if we haven't resolved this issue, because there may simply not be the money in the coffers to do it.
Some Republicans say the White House is overstating the potential impact. But Mike Widmer of the nonpartisan and fiscally conservative Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation says just about everyone would feel the effects of a default, especially if you need to borrow money. If lawmakers don't raise the debt ceiling, Widmer says it would become more expensive for the government to borrow money, which means it's more expensive for banks to borrow money, which means...
Anybody who's looking to pay interest on mortgages or credit cards or other things would see increased payments.
Massachusetts also gets a lot of federal dollars for its research institutions, funding that could also be on the chopping block, which could snowball into consequences for jobs and the broader economy. But all of this is a big if. Nobody really knows what would happen if there's a default, and the Obama administration has been mum on what, if any, plan there is for what would get paid for in a crunch. Back in East Boston, Ellen Parker runs Project Bread, which helps people across the state get federal food assistance. She's worried about what would happen to the vulnerable communities her organization serves if there's no deal before the deadline.
It's just absolute confusion. It's not only people who maybe don't have their benefits on August 3rd, but is this enormous fear from people who make every penny count and count on their benefits that something terrible is going to happen to them, you know, a month hence.
Republicans and Democrats in Washington both say they are committed to reaching a deal before the deadline, but don't know for sure what that deal is, which leaves those who depend on federal benefits, like the Chavez family, trying to plan for a worst-case scenario.
Probably just work more and spend less time with the family. So, yeah, it probably affects us a lot.
Mike Widmer at the Taxpayers Foundation says the consequences of a default are so severe that lawmakers have to reach a deal in time. They just have to.
So I'm still hopeful that that'll happen. I think I'll just stay in bed on August 3rd if it doesn't.
They've got about a week and a half left to come up with something. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Adams.